This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to focus on result-oriented work. Government spokesperson and Minister Gokul Prasad Baskata says preparations for Chinese President Xi Jinping's official visit to Nepal underway with topmost priority from both countries. Election Commission provides election symbols to political parties for upcoming by-elections to be held on the 13th November, and 6.5 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia kills at least 20 people, leaving more than 100 injured. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has directed all ministers and secretaries to work in cooperation and coordination to bring peaceable progress for economic prosperity and development. At a program organized at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar on the review of the first 2 months' achievement of this year's government's policies and programs, Prime Minister Oli asked the ministers and secretaries to ensure notable progress. Prime Minister Oli urged all to focus attention on important programs that contribute to the development economic progress as well as to give positive result and change in the society, saying the trend of providing contract to some contractors under political influence should be stopped. Prime Minister Oli urged to enhance the level of satisfaction of people by forwarding developmental activities in a healthy and transparent way, keeping the nation at the centre. On the occasion, Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers presented progress details as per the budget programme and performance contract with concerned ministers. Communications and Information Technology Minister and Government Spokesperson Gokul Prasad Baskata has said that preparations for state visit of Chinese President Xi Jinping is going on from the both countries with top priority. Addressing the press meet organised today at the ministry to unveil the cabinet decision taken on the 24th September, Government spokesperson and Minister Baskata said the date for the Chinese President's visit has not been fixed yet, saying the government has been taking diplomatic efforts to mark the current fiscal year as the year of high-level bilateral visits. Minister Baskata added that this year Nepal will witness high-level visits from various friendly countries including China and India. In response to a question of journalist, Minister Baskata said ruling Nepal Communist Party's ideology will not be changed due to recent discussion between the party leaders with the Chinese Communist Party's leader. He reiterated that Nepal Communist Party will move ahead with its own original ideology. Unveiling the cabinet decision taken on the 24th September, Minister Baskata said the government will manage all the treatment cost of former President Dr. Rambaran Yadav, who is undergoing treatment at Chandigarh of India. Minister Baskata added that the treatment expenses of former President will be managed by the Nepali Embassy based in New Delhi. Likewise, Minister Baskata also said the government has decided to provide 300,000 rupees each for the treatment of four the livelihood expenses of Jenny Khadka and Muskan Khatun, who had been victims of acid attacks. Chairperson of the Nepal Communist Party, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said that it is necessary to create environment conducive for investment. Inaugurating the Tilottama Investment Summit 2076 BS, organized by Tilottama Municipality Rupandahi today, Chairman Dahal said the government has given priority to the issues of creating investment-friendly environment while making it policies and programs. He also urged the local level to make the plans to attract domestic investor by revising laws and acts in order to create environment of trust to foreign investors. Likewise, Finance Minister of the federal government, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora, suggested the state five government to move ahead collaborating with private sector for the development and prosperity of the city. The Election Commission has provided election symbols to the parties competing for the by-elections to be held on the November 30, 2019. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Surya Prasad Gautam, confirmed that 21 parties that are registered at the Commission for the elections have been given election symbols. Those having registered their names with photos in the voters' list till September 4th are only eligible to cast votes in the by-election, he confirmed. Ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Randy W. Bedi, has paid courtesy call on Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba today. Nepali Congress President Deuba's personal secretary, Bhanu Deuba, confirmed that during the meeting held at Nepali Congress President Deuba's residence at Buddha Nilakanta today, they discussed on bilateral welfare. On the occasion, they also held discussions to further strengthen bilateral relations as well as to take the development partnership between the two countries ahead in a more effective way. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Poryal has opined that it's high time for Nepali Congress to review why the party got defeated in the Theta elections. Speaking at a program organized by the Democratic Entrepreneurs Association Tulsipur in Thang today, leader Poryal viewed that the leaders in Nepali Congress should correct themselves since they could not take the public into their confidence and consequently faced a humiliating defeat in the elections. He said the upcoming national convention is the test of time for Nepali Congress leaders and cadres that will determine the party's future. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बच्चालाई खाना खुवाउने होमवर्क गराउने स्कुल पठाउने लुगा धुने भाडा मस्काउने खेतीको काम गर्ने श्रम गर्ने अफिस जाने टार्गेट पूरा गर्ने टेन्सन
तनावले प्रेसर नबढाउनुस् शान्त रहनुस् नेपाल टेलिकमको 70 मिनट अनलिमिटेड प्याक लिनुहोस् जम्मा 20 रुपियाँमा अनलिमिटेड डाटा अनलिमिटेड एसएमएस अनलिमिटेड टक टाइम 70 मिनटसम्म संसारसँग जोडिनुस् अपडेट रहनुस् कुल स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Goyal has said landlocked countries not only need development aids but also investment and technology transfer. Addressing the 18th annual ministerial meeting of the landlocked developing countries in New York today, Minister Goyal said the United Nations system has always been an important institutional support mechanism for developing countries. Meantime, the Foreign Affairs Minister also appreciated the roles played by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Under Secretary Generals for the development of least developed countries. Minister for Forest and Environment Shakti Bahadur Basnet has appealed the world leaders to be more serious towards addressing various global challenges emerging from the climate change. Addressing the United Nations Climate Change Action Summit held in New York of the United States of America on the sideline of the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, Minister Basnet asserted that the Himalayan nations like Nepal are more vulnerable to global warming and its consequences and called for equal and increased urgency to adapt to climate change impact and build resilience for future. Minister Basnet further said least developed countries and poor countries are bearing the brunt of the global warming. An agreement has been signed to award the construction of 417-megawatt hydroelectricity project to Japanese International Cooperation Agency, JICA. The project will be constructed in public-private partnership model. Energy Minister Barshaman Pun's secretariat has stated that an agreement has been signed between Minister Pun and Executive Vice Chair of JICA, Kazuhiko Koshikawa. With agreement, JICA has in principle agreed to head the project at the request of Minister Pun. Meantime, JICA Executive Chair also showed interest to invest more in Executive Vice Chair also showed interest to invest more in Nepal's hydropower sectors. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattacharya has asserted that the rate of air accidents in Nepal has gone down due to adaptation of improved air safety measures. Addressing the 14th session of ICAO's assembly organized in Montreal of Canada, Minister Bhattacharya explained that the implementation of ICAO's safety measures and upgrading of airports and keeping into account the weather factor for the operation of flights, among others, are the reasons behind decreasing number of air accidents. Minister Bhattacharya praised the participation of the event about the visit. Participant of the event about Visit Nepal Air 2020, which aims to attract at least 2 million tourists in Nepal in 2020. He also extended an open invitation to the fellow participant to visit Nepal. Furthermore, the minister informed about the priorities set by his line ministry, including ensuring air safety, expanding air network, upgradation of airports and construction of international airports. He also stated that Nepal is moving ahead hand-in-hand for collaboration with the European air safety agencies to remove Nepal from the European agency's aviation safety list. Representative from ICAO's 193 member nations and various organizations convened in Montreal ICAO's headquarters for the summit that kicked off on September 24th and will last through October 4th. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake has destroyed buildings and triggered landslide in the Maluku Islands in Indonesia's east today, leaving at least 20 people dead. Agus Wibowo, spokesperson for the National Disaster Agency of Indonesia, said in a statement that the total number of people who died in the earthquake is 20. He added that at least 100 people were injured and more than 2,000 people have been evacuated. Rahmat Triyono, head of the Earthquake and Tsunami Division at Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geographical Agency said the area was hit by at least 24 aftershocks, including one that measured 5.6 in magnitude. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has said he bears the responsibility for killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi last year by Saudi operative because it happened under his watch. According to a PBS documentary to be broadcast next week, the Saudi Crown Prince said he gets all the responsibility because it happened under his watch. Mohammed bin Salman, the kingdom's de facto ruler, has said had not spoken publicly about the killing inside Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The CIA and some Western government have said he ordered it, but Saudi officials say he had no role. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the central and western region. We have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to focus on result-oriented works. Government spokesperson and Minister Gokul Prasad Baskoda says preparation for Chinese President Xi Jinping's official visit to Nepal underway with topmost priority from both countries. Election Commission provides election symbol to political parties for upcoming by-election to be held on the 30th November, and 6.5 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia kills at least 20 people, leaving more than 100 injured. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of rain or a snowfall at some places of all three regions in the country. Now in direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 270 degrees, 5 knots and 16 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degrees, 5 knots and minus 6 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degrees, 5 knots and minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degrees, 15 knots and minus 30 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 230 degrees, 5 knots and 20 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 230 degrees, 5 knots and minus 1 degree Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 170 degrees, 5 knots and minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 250 degrees, 25 knots and minus 31 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitude. At 3,000 meters, 240 degrees, 10 knots and 21 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 240 degrees, 10 knots and minus 1 degree Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degrees, 5 knots and minus 18 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 300 degrees, 30 knots and minus 32 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.